Hello and welcome back to the first episode of Bases Loaded in a while. I would say at least a month long hiatus. Life has been crazy, an adjustment. Got a new job, working a third shift, night shift pretty much. I've been for like a month now. Pretty much, yeah, that coincides with not being an episode in about a month. It's been an adjustment still, you know, sleep time and having, you know, recording at like noon, you know, kind of go to sleep, you know, at like around 8-ish, and then, you know, the next thing I know, it's about 4, 5 o'clock, somewhere in that range, maybe even 6, you know, in that first week and a half that I started. But, you know, we're back. Hopefully we will now have a consistent, I guess I would say schedule, where we're putting out, hopefully, you know, a weekly episode, and, you know, we're officially, like, you know, not officially, I don't know if we're officially, we might be officially in fall now. I think that's kind of, like, around late September, that we have, like, you know, the official date, or, like, you know, first day of fall type thing. So we have, you know, we have NFL football, we got college football, we'll have, you know, MLB playoffs starting up in about, it's about maybe 2 weeks, maybe 2.5, somewhere around there. Come, it's about mid-October, we'll have NHL starting up. We're going to try and cover a little bit of that. You know, do not expect any in-depth analysis, because I don't understand hockey fully. But, you know, I'm going to try it this year. We can maybe do, like, I don't know, we'll figure out something out as we get closer to, like, you know, opening night and the first week of action. And then we have later that month in October, usually it's around Halloween, maybe a couple days before, we'll have the NBA season kicking off. And then, you know, and then in November we'll have college basketball, and, you know, stuff like that as well. So pretty much through the end of the year, we are pretty much going to be set on content, and kind of, like, you know, having a good variety of topics for, you know, the foreseeable future, at least, like I said, through the end of the year. We might kind of spice things up a little bit. Like I said, I think maybe the last episode I ever did, one of the last ones I did, I want to do, like, kind of, like, sports, you know, like, sports media, so, like, TV shows and movies, you know, with either based around athletes, maybe, I guess, you know, or, like, a sport is, like, kind of involved in some way that the characters play, you know, like, majority of them play. Like, it's not going to be, like, you know, cover show where this character plays, like, this sport. You know, like, a bowling lead for, like, a couple episodes, and then, you know, like, Twitter or something like that. So it's not going to be anything like that. It's, like, you know, be focused. So we're talking, like, an ESPN, like, 30 for 30 or ESPN films, you know, movies and TV shows, all kinds of stuff like that. Like, I want to plan that out. We might do that maybe, like, in January. What we'll kind of see is, like, you know, we get to, like, you know, playoff football, both college and NFL. Well, college, I mean, kind of playoff. It's, like, you know, bowl season, so it's, like, you know, not full playoff, but, like, you know, we'll have the college football playoffs, semifinals and the national championships and stuff like that happening. So that's about as close as you're going to get for a college football playoff, until they expand it. What is it? It's 2023. I think they want to do 2025, maybe 26 at the earliest, you know, for getting something like that started. So, I didn't put it in the title, but we'll probably do a little bit of college football. I'm trying to, I just would say, yeah, like, reactions and kind of, we have week 4 coming up starting, it might be tonight. They sometimes do some Thursday night games. But with, like, the NFL starting, them doing Thursday night football, I think it's more of like Friday now. So we'll see that, but like we'll discuss a little bit of college maybe. Or kind of focus on that maybe a little bit more next week as we... We'll see. We can't play it loose. I don't really... I have a, you know, topics and ideas I want to discuss. Do we get to all of them? Do we go in depth as I would like? That kind of depends. But, you know, it is what it is, and we'll kind of just go with it and, you know, maybe go a little bit more in depth the next show. So, we have week 3 of the NFL season kicking off tonight with Thursday Night Football, New York Giants and San Francisco 49ers. I believe they are in Santa Clara, home of the 49ers. Yeah, we've had 2 weeks before. We've had, you know, some surprises, some kind of, I don't know, maybe like shots and stuff like that. I'm just trying to go through, like, going off the records of, you know, games of the week 3 schedule. I mean, the Niners are, the Niners are home. Oh, I didn't just see it was right there in front of me. 2-0, that's not entirely surprising. I mean, they didn't play, like, I don't think they played exactly the best of competition, but, you know, you win now and, you know, put yourself in a position to, you know, have a top seed come playoff time. And, you know, now this is what the third season of them playing 17 games as opposed to 16. So while, yes, you know, you do have another game, you know, to kind of make up ground or, you know, try and get a better position, you know, it's not... I mean, it's still early, but also I'm kind of not thinking in the long the big picture. So they're 2-0. Miami's 2-0. Saints are 2-0. That's kind of a surprise. Packers are 1-1. You know, if you would have watched like the first 3 quarters of Sunday's game against the Falcons, you would expect them to be 2-0. But the defense had a little, I guess, collapse, I would say, towards the end, and blew 12-point fourth quarter lead, or it might have been towards the end of the third quarter, but yeah, like second half lead. We got Ravens at 2-0. Who's all undefeated? So we got the Niners at 2-0, Dolphins, Saints, Ravens, Commanders, Falcons, Cowboys, Eagles, and Buccaneers. And yeah, that's it. I mean, well, Eagles and Buccaneers play each other in Monday Night Football, so someone's going to be 2-1 and someone's going to be 3-0 still, or undefeated still. So we'll see that. I expect the Cowboys to be 3-0. They play the Cardinals. Let's see. Falcons. They play Detroit, so I mean... So I'm anxious to see where like, the Falcons are 2-1, and you know the Lions become, I mean, improved to 2-1 as well. Commanders play. Actually throwing stuff. Sorry. Commanders play the Bills. They're home in Washington, D.C. I can't expect them. I would think they would lose. Well, I guess based on the thought, if the Bills play like they did in week 2, they will be 2-1. If they played like week 1 against the Jets, you know, maybe Buffalo, Washington did sneak out. Still undefeated. Ravens play the, or they host the Colts. Yeah, I expect them to go to be 3-0. 49ers to be 3-0. Dolphins are 2-0. They play the Broncos at home. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, they can't be 3-0. Broncos, you know, they probably could have been 1-1 after week 2. There was kind of a question about, like, you know, holding and pass interference call on a 2-point conversion that would have tied the game. Sent it to overtime, which is already a crazy enough game because, like, Russell Wilson did, like, a Hail Mary pass and, like, it bounced off the hands of one person, off another person, and, like, landed in pretty much the hands of another third player for a touchdown. And that sent it, well, it sent it to, like, the 2-point conversion. Yeah, so that's, you know, very bad luck. Obviously, I mean, it looked like kind of live. It looked like there was enough to call some pass interference. But, you know, I guess maybe they saw it another way or something like that. Or maybe, you know, they didn't see it type of thing. But, I mean, kind of tough luck. Considering Russell Wilson has played a lot better to start the season than he did last year. But, you know, still a ways to go. So, as for teams that are 0-2, I just talked about Denver Broncos. We have the Chicago Bears, New England Patriots, Houston Texans, Los Angeles Chargers, Minnesota Vikings, Carolina Panthers, Arizona Cardinals. I almost said St. Louis Cardinals for a second. That's not on sport. And a surprise, the Cincinnati Bengals. So, Cincinnati Bengals were 0-2, which definitely a surprise. Considering, like, you know, I mean, they have about as much of a shot in the AFC as any other team. You know, you have Joe Burrow, amazing wide receiver, and Ja'Marr Chase. You have a defense that can do just about what it needs to do. You have some other receivers as well. There's, like, Tyler Boyd. I think, yeah, he should still be there. And I know T. Higgins is still there. You also have, you know, a much better O-line, which was a major problem, you know, in that Super Bowl. I mean, hey, yeah, Rams-Bengals Super Bowl, yeah. A lot has changed since those two teams played each other in that Super Bowl, for sure. So that's going to be fun, you know, little rematch. But yeah, it's a lot has changed. I can't recall all the players that are no longer on, you know, the rosters. I know for, like, the Rams, there's no Odell Beckham, who, yeah, towards ACL in, like, the second quarter of that game, that Super Bowl. The Bengals, yeah, pretty much look the same. Like I said, you know, they have some better offensive linemen because, like, the entire Super Bowl, not just, like, or, you know, that season, definitely playoff run, not just the Super Bowl, like, Joe Burrow was pretty much just running, you know, for his life. You know, pretty much as soon as the ball was snapped, for most times it seemed like. And, you know, that's crazy. And, you know, they invested, you know, some money into that, and it's definitely kind of a make it or break it point for Cincinnati at this point. Like, they should go out and win this game. You know, you're at home. It's Monday Night Football. There's two Monday Night Football games for the second week in a row. I did a doubleheader. Started an hour, but, you know, apart. Eagles Buccaneers starting at 6:15, and Rams Bengals at 7:15. So yeah, I think they should probably. I think the Bengals will get their first win of the season. We'll just go up with every other team that's 0-2. Cardinals face the Cowboys. Yeah, I don't see them getting the first win. Whoop! Not what I want to do there. Carolina Panthers play the Seahawks. I think they'll fall to 0-3. You know, we have the Chargers and Vikings both 0-2. play each other in Minnesota. So someone is going to win that game. And, you know, get the first win of the season, and someone will be 0-3. Ooh. I think Chargers win. I think they're a little bit better defensively than Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota can put up points. But, like, kind of playing defense is kind of still not much as it would be desired. They don't have much of a secondary, really. They got some decent pass rush, but that's kind of about it. But, like, if that pass rush doesn't get there, then, you know, you're leaving your corners on islands, you know, against, you know, well, I mean, for this team, for instance, like the Chargers, you know, Keenan Allen and Mike Wallace, and then who did they draft? They drafted someone. Quinton something. I think it was from USC as a wide receiver in the first round. So, you know, there's that. Let's see. Up next, Houston Texans. They're 0-2 playing Jacksonville. I think they'll be 0-3 as well. Patriots play the Jets. And the Patriots will win. They should win. I mean, I expect Bill Belichick, you know, team to be ready, especially even more prepared now that, you know, you're facing a Zach Wilson. As opposed to Aaron Rodgers, which we'll get to that after previewing these week 3 games. We'll get to the whole Rodgers news that, you know, happened really quick into week 1. But yeah, I expect them to be prepared for, you know, the Jets. I mean, they do play them on the road, but, you know, that's kind of, I don't think, much of a problem, especially with a Patriots team, just based on, like, you know, how well coached and stuff they are. And then last, we have the Bears playing the Chiefs. Bears will be 0-3. It'd be shocking if, you know, the Bears come into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs, you know, on their home field. Especially now that the Chiefs have both, you know, tight end Travis Kelce and defensive tackle Chris Jones back. To kind of, like, you know, help out on the respected sides of the ball. But yeah, that's kind of how I see it, at least for week 3 coming up that we have. And then, yeah, I mean, like I said, we have 2 Monday night games, so we'll be able to preview that next week, because it seems like my show, well, it goes up, you know, when it goes up. It's usually after recording, like, not too long afterwards. You know, you do all the editing and stuff like that, and then that gets all sent out. But now, like, you know, like I said, working this night job, I'm going to be recording on Monday afternoons, so probably by the time the games actually start, well, probably, I don't know about that first game, but, like, that second game, for sure, it probably should, if not, be, like, you know, Tuesday, you know, stuff like that. I would say that's probably my, you know, prediction as of, like, right now, but, you know, it'll be a bit easier once we get back to, like, you know, just the one Monday Night Football game. Probably, I mean, we'll give it a try and see what happens, but, you know, that's kind of what's going to happen as of, I think, right now. So, yeah, bouncing back to that Aaron Rodgers, well, as we know, you know, it's an injury, season ending, I should say. You know, Achilles tendon tear, which is pretty brutal, especially like, you know, at his point in his career. Because, like, it was Monday Night Football, week one. Bills and Jets, you know, you have like a division rivalry going on right there. And then, you know, on top of it, you know, being Monday Night Football first week, all that stuff, you know, Rodgers gets traded from Green Bay to, you know, the Jets, which he said he wanted to happen, what was it, about a month and a half before it actually happened, type of thing. And then, you know, it happened. And, you know, we were all, everyone's kind of waiting to see, you know, what this looked like. Because not only did, like, you know, he come, but the Jets also signed with, you know, Alan Lazard and then Randall Cobb, two of Rodgers' favorite receivers, with Green Bay from the past couple of years, to also, you know, come to, you know, the Jets. So, you know, it was a bit, you know, excitement. And I was watching the Manning cast broadcast, so it's like Peyton and Eli Manning, you know, quarterbacks, you know, NFL quarterbacks, I mean, Peyton being Hall of Fame, and I think Eli will get too. I don't know if he'll be like, you know, first ballot or anything like that, you know, we'll have to see, but I think he will get in eventually. So, when, you know, I was watching that, 'cause it'd be fun to let, you know, watch them kind of discuss this and how, what happens. And then, you know, the Bills got the ball first, you know, from the opening kickoff, so we had to, like, you know, wait a little bit to see Rodgers take the field. And then four plays, and that's pretty much all it took. That's all his season was, is four plays. So, you know, after everything that happens in the offseason, not just this year, but like in kind of in the past, you know, with him being like, I don't know if I'm going to come back to Green Bay this year or whatever. You know, he finally gets his wish of where to the team he exactly said he wanted to go to. You know, get some of his favorite targets from Green Bay to come with him. And then, you know, it lasts four plays for the season. Because of it, well, when you watch it, like, he went down or he got tackled or something happened. Stands up, and, you know, you're probably like, oh, you know, just regular football thing, you know. Walked off a little bit, trying to see what happens, and you're just like, oh, you know. And then he falls back down, and then, like, you know, Peyton is, like, pretty much, you know, basically, I'm like, yeah, like, he's actually hurt. You know, like, something's up. And so, you know, that is, you know, Rodgers' 2023 season with the Jets, summed up in, you know, pretty quick. Like, he had surgery, whatever it was like, you know, a couple days later, whatever, or maybe it was last week. Oops, hit the mic. So, you know, it seems like, you know, it went, you know, successful, and, like, you know, he wants to play next year. Which, I mean, I'm hope the Jets obviously want that. I mean, you know, considering they traded for him and gave him up some stuff, you know, draft compensation, which is another part of his injury. Because, like, if Rodgers played 65% of the Jets' snap, you know, this year, then the second-round pick that the Jets sent the Packers for the 2024 draft becomes a first-round pick. But now, since he's injured and won't obviously injured, you know, enough for the year, obviously he won't, you know, reach that 65% of the snaps, that stays a second round pick, which, I mean, might have been not too far off from where, you know, that additional first round pick would have been. Because, like, if, you know, the Jets finished, like, I don't know, they did like 12-5. Or like 11 sets, you know, like that, made the playoffs. We're talking about a late first round pick that that would become for the Packers. So, you know, about, let's see, probably about the 22 to, 32 pick range, slot. So, I mean, the fact that it does stay a second round pick isn't like, isn't the worst thing, as you can, still get some high value in the second round, especially like, an early second round, even mid second round pick. But like, you can also still get some really good players at the end of the first round. So, there's like that kind of whole other aspect of like this whole injury is like, it not only fits like, the Jets, next year, in that season, but also like, Green Bay, to like, there's a chance to like, have another first round pick, add some more pieces around this team and like, because now that Jordan Love's the, starting quarterback, to like, draft players and, build this team to like, I guess I was like, like compete, for championships and like, give him the most chances to like succeed going forward and all that. So that's, I guess, wrapping up the NFL portion. Don't think there's anything that I missed. I mean, there might have been some stuff I wanted to talk about, but it's not really coming to mind at the moment. So we'll transition to like college football a little bit. Some surprises. I guess a big one is like Colorado being coached by Deion Primetime Sanders. Are they 3-0? Yeah, they're 3-0. They are ranked, I believe it's 18th or 19th, somewhere in that late teens. They do play Oregon, I believe, in Oregon, or in Eugene, I should say, this week. I believe it's an afternoon game, something like that. So that's definitely been a shock. Alabama is like 1-1 or 2-1 or something like that. I know they've lost a game. I believe it was Tennessee. Or is it Texas? No, it was Texas. Tennessee beat Florida. Or Florida beat them. Something along that line. Because like SEC plays like, they will play like one conference game in like that first couple of weeks. Where a lot of other schools will be like, okay, we're going to play like three non-conference games. And then we're going to, like, conference play for the rest of the year. But, every conference is a little different in how they want to do it. I'm sure that's kind of like, the athletic directors and that of the teams or of the schools, discuss and come together and made a plan type of thing. So, yeah, there's that. Wisconsin is 2-1 for the second year in a row. We lose to Washington State. I'm hoping we don't have them on the schedule for next year. But I don't know if they have released next year's schedule. Or if that might be later in the season. I mean, I know, like, we will have, like, three non-conference games, to start the season. That last weekend, last week of the season. Which always happens to be, that Thanksgiving weekend, we'll play Minnesota, for like the Battle Pub when it's at, I think it'll be in Wisconsin, at Camp Randall next year as it's in Minnesota this year. So, what else? I'm trying to think of like what else has like been surprising. See, the thing about college football, I try and watch the games that are kind of like high marquee, couple ranked teams playing each other type of thing. But the thing is, like, with college, I mean, and then, like, it does happen in the NFL too, where, like, you watch it and it can get so out of hand. So, yeah. I mean, I try, like, watching these kind of you know, big matchups. And, like, you know, usually they're prime times. Usually it's, like, the 2:30 kind of kicked off, like, late afternoon. Or not late afternoon, like, afternoon game. Well, it could be late afternoon if, like, you know. Well, it's not, it won't be that much later, you know. Even if they do it on, like, the East Coast, it'd be an hour ahead. Or they'll do, like, you know, a Sunday night or a Saturday night game. On, like, ESPN, Fox, ABC will do one, NBC occasionally, a bunch of them will do it. So it kind of depends, and all that type of stuff. But we have a lot of pretty interesting matchups this week between two ranked teams playing each other. Like I said, Colorado and Oregon. Oregon's ranked 10th. Okay. We have number 22 UCLA at number 11 Utah. Number 15 Ole Miss at number 13 Alabama. Number 14 Oregon State against number 21 Washington State. Number 6 Ohio State against number 9 Notre Dame. And then number 24 Iowa against number 7 Penn State. So yeah, a lot of them are like 6 o'clock, somewhere in that range. And a bunch at 2:30. Which is kind of fun, because, I mean, obviously, you know, all at the same time makes it, like, you know, interesting. But, I mean, luckily now with, like, TV, you know, programming and stuff like that, like, I have YouTube TV, so I can watch, like, up to 4 games, you know, at once in multi-view. So I should be able to watch pretty much all those at once. You know, I can't have the audio of all 4. Like, you have to pick, you know, which game you want, like, the audio from your TV coming from, but, like, it's still, I mean, the Badgers play at 6, so I should be able to watch the Badgers, this Oregon State, Washington State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and then Iowa, Penn State. I should be able to do that all in multi-view, I hope. I would think, but that's probably not, I'm gonna be able to figure it out until, like, you know, it is Saturday night type of thing. And live and all that. Because I don't, like, I know I should be able to, but, like, I'll have to see, you know, entirely what it looks like to begin with. And then MLB, we're, like, in the last, we're pretty much in the last week and a half. Like, we don't have many games left. Playoff push. I think, like, the American League's, it's not entirely set. Like, division races are pretty, some of them are pretty close. I mean, the American League East, Baltimore has a 2.5 game lead over Tampa Bay, with their elimination number being 8. The closest is the NL AL West, with Houston leading, or I should say Houston has a 0.5 game lead on both Seattle and Texas. And then the National League side, it's pretty much all wrapped up. The NL East and West are decided. NL Central, I mean, there's a very, very, very slight chance that the Cubs or Reds can, you know, come back and take the division, but it would be kind of a launch at this point. I mean, it could happen, but, you know, any game that they lose pretty much, like, ruins their chances. So, like, you know, they kind of have to win out from now on. I mean, the wild card is pretty much where it's at in both leagues, because, like, whoever, you know, it's more so interesting, just, like now there's 3 wild card teams, so, you know, it's a little bit more competitive from trade deadline and, like, you know, and in, like, the offseason, like, you know, it's like, you know, maybe if you're a wild card team and, like, you know, maybe try and sign a free agent, trade for someone, like, maybe that can push you to, like, you know, playing, you know, win a division title, and then, or even possibly getting, like, you know, a top 2 seed, so then, you know, you have a bye into the division round automatically. So, we'll do American League first, because why not? Not because it's alphabetical. I just start with the American League for the division, so we'll do with that for the wild card. Number one wild card spot is the Tampa Bay Rays. They have an 8.5 game lead. Seattle and Texas are tied for the third and final spot with Toronto. Toronto Blue Jays is just one game ahead of Seattle and Texas. New York Yankees are 8 games back, and Boston's 9.5. But they pretty much lose today. And, one of those teams win and stuff like that. Yeah, they pretty much should be out come the weekend time. Yeah, come like probably by the end of Friday night, they'd be done. NL, where it's a little bit more tighter in the races. Like a team doesn't have that big of a lead. Number one wild card spot, the Philadelphia Phillies with a 4-game lead. Over third place spot, which is the Chicago Cubs. And the Arizona Diamondbacks have a 1.5 game lead over the Cubs for the second spot. With the Miami Marlins a 1/2 game behind the Cubs, and Cincinnati 1 game back. And the San Francisco Giants are 3 games back. San Diego Padres are 4.5 back, and that's pretty much where it's at. So, there's definitely, enough games for even, the Phillies to kind of come back, to come into, third. The Cubs go to number one, all kinds of stuff could happen. It'll be definitely an interesting, week and a half. Teams probably only have 10 games left. Maybe 11 if they had to play make up a doubleheader from April or May type of thing, But we're pretty much at what's gonna happen. I know they've scheduled I know they have the dates for the wild card games and stuff like that. I don't think they have the times yet. That's usually kind of figured out right after the last game of the season. Within hours afterwards. So that's usually where that goes. I might be able to do it. Let's see. Be the third. Yeah, we don't have a time. Well. But we got the dates. Be that Tuesday, October 3rd for the wild cards. So the wild cards are best 2 out of 3 now. So it's that Tuesday through Thursday, if necessary. And then division rounds start that Saturday. And Sunday and stuff like that. And then the World Series will go the World Series would start be the 24th? No. Are they going to start on the weekend? Really? They would start. Game 1's October 27th. That's a Friday. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Usually they start on a Tuesday. Then, game 1's Tuesday. Game 1's Tuesday. Game 1's Tuesday. Game 2 is Wednesday, and then they do a day off. Travel to the other team's, ballpark. So then games 3, 4, and 5 are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, Monday off is another travel day, if necessary, back to the host of games 1 and 2. And then, game 6 is Tuesday, and then game 7, if necessary, is that Wednesday night. So, if we do that show, that show will be next Monday. We'll definitely have more of we might have some wild card spots clinched. Maybe. We might have some more divisions clinched. Because now it's like... it's pretty much just the NL West and the NL East are, you know, have been decided, you know, who the division winners are. And then besides the AL East and West, everything else is pretty much, like, you know, set. It's just kind of a matter of, like, you know, time and stuff like that. So, you know, there's that. But yeah, that's pretty much all the topics I had. You know, for the most fit, you know, with, you know, shows hopefully being back, you know, now consistently weekly. I'm gonna try and keep them shorter. We're into like 40 minutes now. If I can do like 20, 30 minutes, maybe like 25 to 30 minutes would be ideal. Just because, like, yeah, it is a podcast and I don't want it to go too long. Because, like, I mean, for me, it takes me 20 minutes to drive there, and then, like, it's about another 20 minutes back. So, like, it takes me more time than with, like, if the length of my podcast is longer than, like, my podcast episode length is longer than what it takes for me to drive to work and back for a night. I think it's a little too long. Just because, like, you know, it's a podcast, and it's like, we're doing, like, a weekly retip of sports. We're not doing, like, true crime or anything else that's, like, you know, popular or anything like that, or, like, current events or anything like news like that. I mean, there's news for sports and stuff like that, but, like, that's more sports-based. We're not doing anything else like that, so it kind of depends. But, yeah, I kind of want to keep these shorter. Just because, like, I'm more intended to listen to a podcast. I guess if it's, like, you know, this is, like, the podcasts I really liked. I mean, there are some where, like, I watched, listened to. We'll watch and listen to this. Some of them, there's, like, one, a couple of them that I do watch that have, like, you know, exclusive, like, video, you know, deals with Spotify. So, like, if you watch on Spotify, like, you can watch them, like, in a video format. So, which is pretty cool. But pretty much everything else, it's, like, you know, it's not terribly long. Like, so, yeah. That's kind of my goal. But yeah, it's going to be back. You know, we're in, like, kind of the high parts of sport year. You know, with the fall, some things wrap. Well, we got pretty much baseball wrapping up, and then, you know, pretty much everything else, like, starting up. Either, you know, has been for a couple of weeks now, like football, or, you know, will be in a month or so. But yeah, with that, thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. Goodbye. Peace.